It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
CNN is now reporting that Hurricane Milton is on a faster track to Florida than originally thought and could begin making landfall as early as 7 o'clock Kansas City time, that is in 1 hour and 40 minutes. A good friend of the program, former KMBZ talk show host, and a dear friend of mine and Dana's, Darla Jay is in western Florida, just south and east of Tampa. And Darla, we pray that you're going to be okay. We pray that you are okay. But the new track of this storm, has it headed literally right for your town?
Yes, it does. Hi, you guys.
Hi.
So far, there's been torrential downpours. The winds are picking up. I'm thrilled that it's moving faster because I think the hardest thing for me is just waiting for it to hit. You know, it's like, get it over with. Let's find out what it's going to do and get on with it. So far, I have power, which is astonishing. And I still have TV.
Good.
So, I think they're saying, you said 7 o'clock, so it might even be earlier than 10 o'clock that it'll reach here. But the outer bands are definitely here. It has been raining just torrential downpours. I think we're expecting about 8 to 12 inches of rain. Mm.
Darla, one of the things we just read on Twitter during the break was this is a record day for more than 100 tornado warnings issued. It's the highest number of tornado warnings ever issued in one day in the state of Florida. Have you had any damage or seen any of that near you? It's all over social, but we're not as familiar with the cities as you are.
No, it's not close to me, but I'll tell you what, there isn't going to be one square inch of this state that won't be touched by this storm. There was a giant wedge tornado, and I don't really know where Fort Pierce is right off the top of my head, but the tornadoes are hitting on the East Coast. They're hitting in the middle of the state. There was one in Tampa earlier that only touched down briefly. I just saw a report of a sheriff's office, and I didn't catch where it was, but where they had all of their equipment that they were going to use for rescuing people after the hurricane goes through, that building was flattened.
Yeah, I can see it. It took out a 10,000 square foot facility. I'll get you the St. Lucie. Does that sound familiar?
St. Lucie. I think that is on the East Coast, but don't quote me.
That's on the Atlantic side.
Is it? Okay.
And Fort Pierce, Darla, is literally, it's on the Atlantic side as well. It's just directly east of Sarasota.
Okay. So it has moved south. It's kind of making me emotional. I'm scared. I'm not petrified. Because nothing has really happened here yet, but it makes me sad that Sarasota and where my mother and father lived for 20 years, Mama and Papa Jay, Venice, is probably going to get hit pretty badly. And the storm surges are going to happen. It could still go north a little bit, but it looks like Bradenton, Sarasota area is going to be the direct hit. And that's, let's see, Bradenton is 20 miles from me. And Sarasota is about 40 miles.
Wow. And you're to the north and east of both of those towns?
Directly north from Sarasota and Bradenton.
Okay.
Tampa is still probably going to get hit, but it might not, and again, don't quote me, might not get the storm surge that they were anticipating. However, the good news is for me, my niece finally came to her senses this morning. Because I texted her and I said, hey, You know, you're in St. Petersburg. You're on the second floor. Yeah, you might not get a storm surge, but turns out she decided that maybe she should get the hell out of there because it was going to be a Category 4, and she's 2 miles from the beach. So she grabbed her dog and a bunch of stuff and got in the car, and she drove over across the state to Melbourne, Florida.
Good.
Yeah.
And then, Darla, do you have a place? Will you go to shelter? And if so, when? And have you, like, mapped out your next few hours?
If I have to go to shelter, the one that you guys brought up last night, there's a school right around the corner from me. I could do that. Right now, I have everything battened down. I have water in the tub. I have water in the washing machine. I have batteries, flashlights. I'm probably planning on staying in my living room because I have hurricane-proof sliders that are between my living room and my lanai, and then that's where my hurricane shutters are. So there's no windows proper in the living room that could be a direct hit, but I do have one in my bedroom. And then I also thought, you know, if it gets bad, then I can always drain the bathtub and Chewy and I can hop in.
Yep. And I'm glad you brought up the washing machine. I saw that on social media today and I was like, what a great idea. You put ice, Scott, it said in the washing. Think about it. Your metal washing machine tub. If you fill that with ice and put water and stuff in it, it will stay cold.
Huh.
Yeah. Well, I basically would probably be using that for like toilets and stuff.
Sure.
Cause but the other thing is that I put all my important papers and
in the dishwasher.
My laptop in the dishwasher.
That's right.
Great idea.
I saw that, Darla. I saw that online this morning, and obviously we don't, as you know, having lived here for so long, we don't get hurricanes obviously in Kansas City. But somebody was saying if you live in Florida, grab your important papers or anything that is, you know, of incredible significant value that could be destroyed or damaged by water, put it in your dishwasher. As much as it keeps water in, it also keeps water out.
It's brilliant.
Isn't that something? I never would have thought of that. And,
no.
And I also thought if it gets really bad, then I might put Chewy in there and close it.
Okay, he might run out of oxygen.
Yeah, yes, but Darla, you know what? I laughed when I saw that online too, because you know me well enough to know that I'd put a bunch of important stuff in there and then I would forget later and turn it on. So if you're going to do that, do not do that.
Exactly. Exactly.
And I don't know if you need water in your tub at the moment, because I don't think water is going to be your problem.
Well, if the power goes out, you have no water.
Well, you mean drinking water?
Like, no, I mean to flush the toilet.
Yep.
What is it? If it's yellow, let it mellow.
Yes.
If it's brown, send it down.
That's what the water's for.
Oh, my God. We miss you. I miss you so much. And I wish we were talking under better circumstances. But will you please keep us posted to the extent that you can? We're all thinking about you.
I really appreciate it. And like I said yesterday, I covet your prayers. And I think we'll be okay, but I think a lot of people are not going to be okay in Florida.
Yeah, you know, and I thought about that, and of course we're all praying for you here in Kansas City, Darla, and we'll probably bother you tomorrow just to get sort of a post-op feel for what it's like down in Florida. But it pains me that some people are on the earth for their last day tonight. It really does. And just the devastation that's coming.
Makes me think about, God, when was it? 2005,
mm-hmm.
when Katrina happened.
Yep.
And we had a news person in New Orleans. And one of the things he said is that there are people right now who are taking their last breath and they don't even know it.
That was the great Dan Verbeck, Cruiser 980 Clear.
Cruiser 980.
Absolutely. Clear. It was unbelievable.
I'll never.
You guys take care. Well,
and Darla, to your point, I'll never forget when he said it. It sent chills down my spine and I had goosebumps.
Too. Me too. It brought tears to my eyes because, I mean, what a vivid picture of what was actually happening.
Yeah.
And for the people that didn't get out of Tampa and didn't get out of St. Petersburg and didn't get out of Sarasota, that might be the truth for them. I mean, this is no time to be tough.
Yeah. Well, God bless you, Darla J, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
We love you. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Love you guys. Bye-bye.
Okay. Love you too. Be well. All right. Quick break here. 913-586 7798, 586-7798. We'll get to your calls, your comments in just a moment. Don't forget to sign up for the Dana and Parks Cornhole Tournament. It is on Saturday, October 19th at Serve in Overland Park from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And it is credentialed or accredited, whatever you want to call it. Points that you gather at this tournament do count with the ACA. Every penny raised goes to benefit the KC Pet Project. You can register your team, and we have a limited number of slots by going to kmbz.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.